Hello.
Well, hi, good afternoon. So, me from Family Affairs. This is Ms. Alberta McNeil.
Yeah, this is.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. What are you saying?
Yeah, I was just checking in for the services you're receiving from Mayor McNeil. Is everything going well so far?
Yes.
Okay. I was also seeing if you've been in the hospital by any chance recently.
No.
Okay, and the 7199 Brand Plain apartment 825 still the address, right?
Yes.
Okay, Miss Alberta, now that I have you on the phone, I have two visits from there of last week that don't have a clock out. I have Monday the 9th and Wednesday the 11th. So on every day he works most likely the same, 5 to 11 p.m. So on both days that I say he, I mean there finish the shifts as usual, right?
Yeah, I don't know what explains something to you, because sometimes I spend the night over there with them, and I don't know where. He said that I have to be here in order for him to clock out.
Yeah, that's
That
the
he has to
thing.
be here to clock out, because he lives in North Philly, and he don't know where. You know, y'all getting that or not, because it say here that he had to be here. But I am allowed to go spend the night in his house, all right?
Yeah, the thing is, like, I mean, you are allowed, I mean, while receiving services, you and Nair are allowed to do errands outside. You can go wherever you want, that's fine. But the address that is approved as per your insurance company that you receive the services for must be only be your address. I mean, that's the point where Nair needs to clock in and out. At least the visits needs to be there. I mean, the clock in and the clock out needs to be at your home. Whatever happens in between, it's fine. I mean, you guys can do like the errands, go outside. You have to do anything outside, but the start point, end point of the visit should be at your home. Okay.
Okay.
I
So just so so when I'm over his house and he can't clock out, does that cause an interference?
advise him to, when that happens, to clock out when he gets back. I don't know if it, I mean it will be too late. I mean when he leaves you back
yeah,
home.
Yeah, but I spent the night. Yeah, I spent the night over there.
But you, when is the time that you come back home that he brings you back home?
Okay, let's say. Let's say I leave here at 5. Let's say I leave here at 5.
Uh-huh.
And if, when I go over to his house, I don't come back until that next day.
Okay, what time do you come back the next day, normally?
Around, it'd be early in the morning, around 11 or 12.
Okay, advise him to do the clock out around that time, okay? I'll make the adjustment then. I mean, when he brings you back home, so he accomplishes, like, the whole thing,
yes,
you know?
Okay, that's not going to interfere. It's not going to interfere with him clocking in at 5? Because he told me he can't clock out after 12.
We can do the adjustment for those days. Just advise him that he needs to tell me if you stay over his place and he will clock out like early in the morning when he drops you back home, you know, like, so we can do like
okay.
the type of adjustment.
Okay.
All right. So any cases like if you guys need like to do an adjustment regarding the hours, for example, he needs to start later than expected, like around 7, 9, change the schedule for the day because you are going to stay with him overnight. Advise him to let me know so I can adjust it later than expected, so the hours could roll over from one night to the next morning, you know? We can
okay.
play with that. It's like just like knowing the rules of the game.
Okay.
Okay, with your verbal confirmation, I was just able to fix those visits that I just told you, the 9 and the 11. And I was also trying to check if you've been in the hospital by any chance so far.
No, I'm. I won't know. No, but I don't know where they're going, because I have a nerve pain. I don't know why I told you that, in my right leg, and I got to make the appointment to go to them today, so if I don't forget, you know. And I hope they don't put me in the hospital, but they do, I'll let Nair know it.
Okay. But you're getting your appointment soon to get that checked out, right?
Yeah, I already got the referral yesterday, so all I got to do is call them back for the appointment. So this nerve pain is, like, killing my leg. And that L keeps me, like, he be holding my arms and everything, walking down the street. I said, man, not that bad.
Oh.
But he's so helpful. He loves his grandma. He helps. He's very happy.
No, I got you. And the 7199 Bramplain Apartment 825, I said, it's still the address, right?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. So, yeah, so if there's anything going on, this is my number. Advise Nair to be communicating with me when he's doing, when he needs to do any changes in the schedule, okay? So I can adjust it here.
Oh, okay.
All right, Ms. Roberta. I appreciate your time. You have a beautiful day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Bye-bye.